This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Supreme Court last Tuesday upheld Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson's decision to block a proposed ballot initiative to ask Montana voters to place a hard cap on property tax collections. Modeled on California's landmark Prop 13, the ballot initiative would have capped property tax collections for specific properties at 1% of their assessed value. It would also have limited valuations growth to 2% a year, except for properties that are sold or remodeled. A financial analysis found that the proposal would reduce property tax collections by 88%, or $1.5 billion a year. Attorney General Knudsen, a Republican, blocked the proposal in June by declaring the ballot measure's language legally insufficient on the basis that it violates a constitutional provision that requires ballot measures to address one topic at a time. Michael Monfortin, the Bozeman attorney who brought the proposed ballot initiative, responded by appealing that decision to the state Supreme Court. The seven-member court sided unanimously with the Attorney General, concluding that different portions of the proposed initiative, Ballot Initiative 2, would need to be put before voters separately. The proposed initiative, justices noted, touched on government functions currently spread between the Montana Department of Revenue, which values property for tax purposes, the state legislature, which determines how much different classes of properties should pay relative to one another, and local governments, which set the tax rates necessary to support their budgets. Justice Jim Rice wrote on behalf of the court, "To be sure, very few policy and administrative determinations are so conjoined, but Montana's property tax is premised upon the unique uniting of these separate decisions made by independent processes." A similar proposal advanced by Monfortin and others, Constitutional Initiative 121, was cleared for signature gathering but failed to collect the necessary signatures to make the ballot in 2022. Scientists in Russia have grown plants from fruit stored away in permafrost by squirrels more than 30,000 years ago. The team at the Institute of Cell Biophysics grew plants of Silene stenophylla, a Campion family, long ago frozen fruit. This is the oldest plant material by far to have been brought to life. Prior to germinating the seeds from 32,000 years ago, the record previously was with date palm seeds stored for 2,000 years at Masada in Israel. Professor David Gilikinski and his colleagues found about 70 squirrel hibernation burrows in the riverbank of the Kolyma River in Siberia, a top site for people looking for mammoth bones. The squirrel burrows were found 20 to 40 meters deep and located in layers containing bones of large mammals such as mammoth, woolly rhinoceros, bison, horse, deer, and other plants from the age of mammoths, as well as plant remains. The whole area was continuously frozen and never thawed. The squirrels stashed their store in the coldest part of the burrow, which subsequently froze permanently. Back in the lab near Moscow, the scientists' attempts to germinate mature seeds failed. Eventually, they succeeded using elements of the fruit itself, which was propagated in laboratory dishes, successfully growing 30,000-year-old Silene stenophylla. The plant still grows on the Siberian tundra. Researchers compared modern-day plants against their resurrected cousins and found subtle differences in the shape of petals and the sex of flowers. The scientists say that it might be possible to grow plants that are now extinct, provided that Arctic ground squirrels or some other creatures stashed away fruit and seeds. The scientists said, "We'd predict that seeds would stay viable for thousands, possibly tens of thousands of years, so there is an opportunity to resurrect flowering plants that have gone extinct in the same way that we talk about bringing mammoths back to life, the Jurassic Park kind of idea."
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.